Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last month, the United States Postal Service proposed plans to raise the price of a first-class stamp from 46 to 49 cents. The three-cent change should generate about $2 billion in additional revenue for an institution desperate to stem a projected $6 billion deficit just this year. Meanwhile, the Forever Stamp, introduced in 2006 and impervious to climbing rates, may present an unexpected opportunity for profit. Alison Schrager is an economist and writer whose work is featured regularly in Quartz, where she and Richie King co-wrote a step-by-step guide to making big money off the postal stamp's upcoming changes. Hi, Alison.
Hi.
So your secret is out. Let's begin to go through this step by step. Where's the opportunity and where do you begin?
Well, normally the price increase of forever stamps is supposed to be with inflation. And this year it's more, or they're proposing more, really just because the post office needs money so badly. But even if they were increasing it with inflation, inflation increases in theory continuously. But what they do is just overnight, they increase it a couple cents. So it's actually in real terms, which is just inflation adjusted terms, actually one large increase. So that's what presents the arbitrage opportunity. You know that a price is going to go up and you know this in advance and you know by exactly how much. So the idea is if you could buy many stamps, because obviously the margins are pretty low, like a couple cents a stamp, then you could flip them for the higher price. You know, the hard thing is one, we figure to even make tens of thousands of dollars, we need to buy 10 million stamps, which required $4.6 million, which we definitely don't have lying around. So we had to figure out how are we going to get all this money? And then how are we going to sell all these stamps, both of which are really hard? We didn't really do this, but what we propose you do is you raise a little bit of seed funding in the equity market. And then what we did is we bought a bunch of stamps with that, took them to a bank and offered them as collateral, and did this several times until we got $4.6 million. But the thing is, you want to sell the stamps then right after the price increase as quickly as possible, because every week you're having this bank loan, you have to pay interest on it. So if it takes you 2 years to sell all these stamps, you'll probably lose money. And for our scheme to work, you would need to sell these stamps well under 2 months.
So what would you sell them for? 47, 48 cents?
Yeah, ideally 48 cents because it's a bigger profit. Mm-hmm. But we're open to the idea that you maybe will offer a bulk discount for someone who would maybe, you know, take a million stamps at once.
Where can you buy a million stamps at once, Alison?
Well, you can buy a million stamps from the post office, but what we need are people who actually will demand a million stamps from us. And so what we were thinking were places like Walgreens or CVS or local bodegas who sell stamps for a high markup, like 60 cents, just because a lot of people don't have time to go to the post office because they can sell them at a large markup and they might actually need many stamps.
You mentioned having to come up with $4.6 million to buy 10 million stamps. How much would we earn on that?
Well, we figured you could earn well over 100,000%. So, between Richie and I, we got $58,550.
Whoa.
You know, what's interesting is you can buy up to a million stamps from the post office and only spend $1.75 in postage.
Whoa.
To get them shipped to you, which was an interesting tidbit in itself. But we couldn't buy all our stamps at once, obviously, because we had to get the loans from the bank, get more stamps, post them as collateral, get another loan. We never actually were able to confirm that a bank would actually take stamps as collateral. I think we're still wishful thinking on that. But in principle, you know, a forever stamp what that's worth, and they take collateral, much riskier asset. So maybe. So we figured we'd have to buy 19 stamps 19 different times for $1.75 each. Richie and I decided we would be able to front the shipping cost of the stamps, which after 19 different shipments would be $33.25. And based on that, we got our $58,550.
Alison, this is all a thought experiment at this point, right? You know,
the stamps
haven't gone up or anything. More people find out about this. You're not going to have the market on stamps. I mean, why are you sharing this foolproof get-rich-quick scheme on quartz?
Well, you know, it is an interesting thought experiment. And as an economist, I thought it would be interesting to illustrate to people leverage. And, you know, what we really did was we took a very highly leveraged position. And when you take on a lot of financial leverage, we made, you know, we had over 100, almost a 200,000% profit. If we just had $4.6 million and could have bought the stamps ourselves, we'd only get about a 4% profit.
How often do I think, if I just had $4.6 million to invest, is this something that economists like you think about in your spare time?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We're sick people.
Allison, I want to thank you for all of your clever tips.
Thank you.
Allison Traeger is an economist and writer whose work is regularly featured in Quartz. You can link to her step-by-step guide to profiting off the 3% postage stamp hike, which she co-wrote with Richie King. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.
Everybody wanna get rich.